get smart, laugh so hard till you feel your brain retard. Cause we're smart people, Afghanistan. It's a podcast, it's supposed to give you superpowers. But if you're laughing, I'm a little smarter after. We can say with confidence, oh, that was no disaster. We have had so many long nights, it took them lots of time. First to rehearse, protecting so much energy, felt a lot of searching to plot the story's course. So if they need it when that moment comes, they could straight verse. About what? But all that's a little harder than explaining who they are. Just be patient and keep an open mind. They will talk reality. Dream time, spells, page, and curses. Evil entities, if I were naming a few things. Interdimensional taxi, taking you on a trip. It could be down a rabbit hole, so don't slip. Or it could be down the street, the Wendy's, it's your choice. And hope you pick the first. Let's start the show.
Today we have a special guest, a great friend, content creator, and entrepreneur. He is an ex-drill sergeant of the United States Marine Corps, the owner of FamWorlds LLC, and leading visionary behind the Watson Experiment. And today, we are going to talk to you about why there is so much infidelity in relationships, the why and how the stupid will be punished worldwide, and why liking all her posts just hasn't worked yet. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you, Richard, you ain't trying hard enough, Watson.
What do you think about Atlanta now?
I mean, it's just another big city with a lot of crime and a lot of craziness.
It's gotten whack out there, hasn't it, bro?
Yeah. But every big city's like that, you know, big city. You know, all the nut jobs like to accumulate in one spot. And the cities are always the places where they go.
Totally.
Yeah, so what's it like in the small town? The small towns are getting just as crazy as the big cities now.
Man, do you know I looked this up, man? The town that I'm from has more crime per capita than any place in the nation.
Well, they were talking about Jackson, Mississippi, of all places, that it's got this, you know, I always thought of, you know, this little right-wing little Bible Belt city, and it's nothing but monsters there. A real slow in the uptake. Mm-hmm. You stick with what you know: crime, drugs, prostitution.
Well, you don't learn anything in fucking schools.
Yeah,
not really. You don't learn how to balance a checkbook. You don't have to learn how to apply for a job. They just feed you all this bullshit about the sun is 91 million miles away. And fucking, that's what you need to focus on. Let's do algebra for 10 fucking years and never use it.
I was watching this thing. I was watching something. I can't remember exactly where I saw it, but they were laughing about Gen Zers, mm-hmm. Generation Z. And right. They were saying they can't read a map. They can't do coordinates. They don't know how to do find from themselves from point A to point B. And this little kid about 13 years old goes, well, the reason we can't do any of that is because you didn't teach us.
You teach us jack shit.
You didn't teach us. Yes.
No. Nope.
So freaking true. Yeah. How you gonna expect them to be able to read a map or do any of this stuff and you never showed them? I think it's kind of like, it's more like they want a certain level of dummies.
There has to be. I just wish people treated people better. I mean, instead of taking advantage of them, like empower them to do better.
Well, you know, I'm a lot older than you, a little bit older than you, maybe a decade or so.
Yeah.
And so maybe a little bit more than a decade.
Right.
But when I was growing up,
something like that.
When I was growing up, you didn't actually have to have a college education, or some people didn't even have a high school diploma, and they still could get a good job and build a life for themselves.
Yeah.
And the wages, you know, you could afford different things for the amount of wages that you got. You could afford a home. You could afford.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just Keep going.
No, you were absolutely. What changed? It became greed. It's greed. Uh-huh. It's greed. Not, let's really be honest. The things that we're paying 3 times and 5 times and 10 times more than we paid for a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for it other than greed. Mm-hmm. Other than greed. Every corporation out there, every big corporation out there right now is making record-breaking profits. Record-breaking profits.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to share.
No. Why would they? Well, I mean, the financial system is about to completely change as we know it. I mean, Uranus is taking his kingdom back. God's taking his kingdom back. And Jupiter's being kicked off the map just a little bit. Not completely off the map, but you got to get out of the way and let me have my kingdom back. So these politicians and these greedy motherfuckers, they're starting to get a little scared. They know what's up. They know it's a spiritual war we fight. You know what I'm saying? Keep right. going. We'll talk about the 3D shit, though.
Well, the way I see it is, okay, a capitalist economy has to work like a pendulum. It has to swing backwards and forth. Sometimes it swings over to the side for the business owners, the employer. And then it swings back over to the employee, and it keeps swinging and swinging and swinging. And it never gets stuck in one spot for too long a length of time, and everybody's happy. But when it swings all the way over to the employer and never goes, doesn't even go back to the center, that's when a country is in trouble. And that's where the economy is right now. We're in trouble because they feel like they can introduce iPhones and live streaming and all these beautiful widgets and gadgets and all this other stuff.
Look at me. Ooh, shiny. Yeah. That kind of shit.
And then they can tell the masses, give the masses a little bit of it, and then all of a sudden say, well, y'all can't have these anymore because you can't afford it. And it makes no sense because now we're...
They're fucking dickheads, bro.
It makes absolutely no sense. You're going to build something that nobody can buy.
One thing I will say to interject just for a second, one thing I can say about human nature that I have understood over the last few months especially is that people are not only capable of evil things, but if they feel like they can gain something and get away with it, they will do anything to get it, no matter what. They will go to any lengths. People are fucked up, and greed is a powerful fucking drug, dude.
Henry Ford, I heard he was a jerk and a lot of other things, but
most men when he started, kind of are.
But when he started building that assembly line and building those cars, those Model Ts and all that stuff, you know what? One thing that he said that made him the millionaire, billionaire, whatever he was.
What's that?
He said he will never build a car that his workers can't afford. That's common business. That's smart. That's a smart businessman.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He wasn't building a car for the Rockefellers and the Gettys and all these other people. Gawk at it.
A fucking Ferrari that, oh shit, this is something I'll never have.
That you can only sell to 3 or 4 a year.
You know what the point of that shit is, though? I'm not saying that this is the only reason that these cars exist. That's not. These cars do exist for, you know, the rich and famous, but why it's out there like that is to keep you in a consumer mentality. Because if you're a consumer and you're not a creator, then you won't manifest a better life for yourself, and they can keep you down right there.
Exactly.
Boom.
They have a consistent workforce. A consistent workforce. You keep them greedy and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Greedy and chasing something. Let's use the negative side of rap to brainwash these kids into thinking that money is everything, and that just the pursuit of it. So you're chasing it. So whenever you chase something, you don't get it.
Exactly.
If you project scarcity, then you do not attract abundance. If you project abundance, then you get back abundance. beyond your wildest imagination?
And I don't know, man. I guess by the time this whole thing falls apart, I'll be gone on to the great beyond. I do have some.
Man, you don't live to be 111, bro. I already told you that.
Yeah, but I really don't want to get that old, and I won't be able to participate in the debauchery that I like to do. You know, that
you're always going to be able to do that, Rick.
Yeah, but I'll
that's
be
his alter ego, people, Rick.
Well, I'll be. You know, if I get that old, I want to be more. I'll be less of a participant and just an observer. And I like to get in there and get my hands dirty.
Yeah, me too.
We got off track a little bit.
We can talk about debauchery because, you know, I was just remarking to someone the other day that I've called me like a fake spiritualist and this guy is not really who he says he is and shit like that, you know, because I curse and I do fucked up shit. But you know what? That's part of being a legit spiritualist, is someone who integrates that dark side in with the light side. Because, I mean, we're everything. You know, God says in Isaiah, you know, I form the dark, I form the light, I create peace, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He tells us that he's everything. I'm evil and I'm good. So, like, whichever one you want to feed. So, you know, sometimes I feed both. Fuck it.
You know? Well, that's the whole thing. It's the way I see it, it's not a problem to feed your appetite. It's just when you become a glutton with it.
This is some of the most dank greenery I've ever smoked in my life. But the side effects are just complete stupidity. Huh?
I got another 11 months before I can really indulge in what you're talking about right now.
You're actually going to retire from my day gig
in 11 months.
Fuck yes.
In 11 months, and I'm ticking off the days. It's like back when I was in the Marine Corps and I was a short time, and we used to build what we call short timers calendars, and we hang them up in our rooms, and we mark off the days. I'm down under a year, and I'm just clicking it off. And then if you think Rick was a monster in the old days, wait till they see me now. See me then.
Oh yeah. I know you're gonna go hard with that shit, Richard. I know. Yeah,
at least
you can get it every try.
That first month, I am going to turn it out because I will belong to nobody. I will have to answer to nobody for that first month. And then I'll settle down and get back into a groove of things. But that first month, I'm going to try to do everything that my little brain can come up with. And my brain can come up with a whole lot of crap. A
lot of fucked up shit. Me too.
A lot of fucked up shit.
We'll get creative. I'll help you, you know, script it out if you need.
That's it.
Make you a little itinerary. You're arrogant, right?
Yeah. Bucket list.
Get that crutch over there. Yeah, you can get it every try. You ain't trying hard enough.
I have to be, you know, with all these movements and these, what we used to call political correctness, now it's woke. Certain things that I used to do back in the day, I can't do without a NDA, a non-disclosure agreement and stuff like that, or get something in writing that say they are willing to participate.
The love contract, like in the Chappelle show.
Exactly.
You decline anal.
You know, will you do this, and this?
Right.
I mean, that's the world that we live in now, and it's insane.
That is, bro.
Do you know I read something a little while back, and they said only 30% of men 30 years and younger are having sex. Only 30% are having sex.
With real people.
With real people.
Well, man, there's so many advancements in sexual technology. I mean, yes, we do need intimacy with the human being, and they need to overcome that. But if you just need to get off, man, $250 will get you it's like a launch pad. It'll beat your dick better than you've ever imagined.
Yeah, but I'm just old. I really want friends
because I would have never owned something like that.
I'm from that other generation. I got to be able to press.
I'm an Atos Gemini son, dude. I fucking express myself through sex and rebirth. I'm a freak.
70% of men in that age group haven't had sex in over a year.
I fucking kill myself.
I'm sitting there saying, with all of it, free love and pornography, the hell happened? And they said it was Tinder and the dating apps.
Mm.
That's what they said happened. Tinder and the dating apps.
You fucking can swipe left or right on somebody. You swipe left on motherfuckers you don't like, swipe right on motherfuckers you're into. And it's really that simple. And you can just find somebody to fuck. I mean, it's like 30.
No, it's not that simple.
It is.
Because you don't fit that category.
I don't. I never have.
We were in that 30% category.
I ain't even doing that good right now financially. I still pull them.
Yeah, but
left and right.
That's because we're in that category. But 70% of other men are not in that category. And I hate to put it like this,
right?
But it's because women have finally taken over the control of sex.
I love it, though. I think it needed to happen a little bit, just for a little while, to wake these fucking weak-ass men up. It's causing weak-ass men to stand the fuck up.
And most of them are simps. Most of them are simps.
Yes, they are. Do you think Steve Harvey's a simp?
Of course.
I thought so. That walk like a man, think like a man, whatever the fuck that book he wrote. I read like part of it. From what I understand, he didn't.
Bruh, think speaking as a man in this day and age, if you are a wealthy man, in this day and age, there is no reason to marry. Marriage in this day and age for a wealthy man.
I do agree with that. However, there are exceptions to the rule. There are women out there. It is human biology for women to want to level up. And it is biology for women to gravitate towards men that can protect them. It's just who they are.
It's not really about that anymore.
Not in the 3D type of love, no.
Women are going through this thing now where they're finding themselves, and I believe they're making, and they're finding themselves in a good way, but then they are making some of the same mistakes that they accused us of, and it's destroying the family unit.
Give me an example.
Okay. Do you know that infidelity and abuse by the man in most divorces is not even in the top five reasons for divorce in America? Men cheating and men beating and verbally and physically abusing their wives is not even in the top 5% reasons.
Top five reasons why
a woman would file for a divorce. They're not even in that.
Spousal abuse is not the top five?
No.
It used to be.
It used to be
number one.
Most women file for divorce because of communication, boredom, and financial reasons.
And that's why women stay with me. I'm a great communicator, and I'm good in bed.
Majority of women file for divorce right now is because they're bored, or the communication thing, they say, paying attention to me. He didn't do this with me, or he couldn't provide for me. He couldn't do this. Those are the main reasons for divorce. A man cheating on her and a man abusing her verbally or physically is not in the top five anymore.
Well, think about how much of a paradigm shift has occurred since the genesis of the internet. We use the internet constantly, and people get on TikTok and Tinder and shit like that, and it's real quick. You know, if you don't like something, just keep swiping. This is programming.
Well, back in the day, women worked their jobs, or they took care of the house, or they were busy raising children, and social media wasn't the thing. But now a woman puts a picture up on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever platform they're using, and within a matter of hours, they got a rando in their DM. Attention after attention after attention. Before
she might have not. Their egos are through the fucking roof.
Roof. Their egos go to the roof because you got this simp male, or something, or not even a simp, but a predator. And I'm not talking about a sexual predator. I'm talking about a guy that knows he can talk a woman out of her undies, going in her DM and telling her, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you do this. You do that. Saying all the right things. And so they start to drift away. And then you add in the fact that working women in a marriage, when two people work in the homes and that woman is out there working and the husband is working, by the time they get home, it's 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, evening. They fix something for dinner, finish a couple hours eating and watching a little TV, and they go to bed 10 or 11 to start the day back over at 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever time they get up. So,
you want to get something to eat? You want to have some sex?
They spend most of their time outside the home. And so, and most women spend their time in an office or working on a job site with other men. So they're spending way more time with other men that aren't their spouses than they spend. The husband is the weekend guy, or the couple hours at night before they get up and go back to work the next day. That guy at work, they're side by side with him 8, 9, 10 hours a day. So of course attraction starts to happen. That's where most of women's infidelity happens, right there in the workplace. If she's got that coworker that says, damn, they call them work husbands. That's my work husband. And once you become a work husband, it ain't that far along before you become a fuck buddy. That's why I see marriage as a quicksand, as a pit. You have to really, the two people have to really want to be able to get past all those pitfalls and all those danger signals.
They want something real. They have to be both in alignment with the same goals. And a lot of time, so much deception is used, especially by women who seek to gain favor from a powerful man. You know, they'll fuck it. They'll tell that motherfucker anything. They'll be anything that motherfucker wants them to be. And he's okay with that. It's not that he's stupid and he's not hip to the game. He just he goes for it because, I molded a bitch. This is what I want. They don't want a woman to nag them about shit that they got to do later on, or their friend said some bullshit. They don't want to hear that shit. They're focused on their empire. That's it. And exactly, give me some pussy and maybe something to eat, and let's watch a movie every now and then.
Well, see, the affair partner.
I'm not one of those guys.
When you're in the affair thing, when you're having an affair with somebody, it's exciting. You don't have to wake up next to him and his breath stinks.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk in the bathroom and he's taking a bowel movement and you smell his, you know what.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about a car note you don't have to worry about any of those things with the affair partner. All you got to worry about is the fun phase.
It's real superficial, but I get it because I'm into that kind of shit. But if I'm not into the chick, I'm just into her sexually. That's what I want from her. I don't want to see you take a shit. I don't want to know you take a shit. I don't want to ever talk about your problems. Let's just fuck and get on down.
But that's why I say, marriage for a man trying to acquire something right now, it's a pitfall. And I don't want to fall into that kind of pitfall, because you can forgive a motherfucker for betrayal. Yeah, you can forgive him, but it'll never be the same. And
fuck,
so
if somebody betrays me, man, I'm done with you, man. I'll be cool with you, like, from a distance, but
distance, but I can't ever trust you again. Once trust is gone, It's over. You can't repair that. You can't repair. It's like breaking a mirror and then gluing it back together. It's got cracks in it.
Yep.
Everything is distorted.
That's what. Hug. I like that analogy. And it's like when women cheat on guys or guys cheat on girls, it's like, you know, if you go into that particular relationship paradigm with the idea that you guys aren't going to sleep with anyone else, it's going to be just you two, and you break that trust, whatever the motherfucker that cheated, you know, convinces the person that didn't cheat to take them back, why does the relationship fail? Every time. The person that took that person back, the person that takes that person back, who betrayed them like that, is a sucker. And it's immorally wrong not to rip off a sucker.
I don't think that
if a sucker gets in my face, I'm going to rip him off too.
Not what it is. The person that does it to another person and they take you back, you lose a level of respect for them.
That's what I'm saying. You look like a sucker. Like, oh, I cheated on you and you took me back?
You took me back. I could do it again.
Yeah.
Let me see how far I can go next time. Let me see what I can do next time. And that,
man,
you know,
I'm gonna go to full nine. I'm gonna fuck the entire Arizona Cardinals offensive line. I'll show you, little dick and prick.
And they might not even hate you. They just know that you got a weakness for them.
Yeah.
They might still, you know, because I'm not saying
they don't want to hurt you, but they can't help it now.
They can't help it.
You're so fucking weak.
Yeah, they say, well, I got away with it once, and he let me, or she let me, she let me break that rule.
Ain't gonna do shit.
And so why not break it again?
Yeah.
And I'll just talk my way out of it.
I've been wanting to fuck Steve.
Yeah, I'll talk my way out of it. We still love each other. It doesn't bother them to hurt you again. That's the whole fucking key to the issue. It doesn't bother them to hurt you again.
Fuck, no, it don't.
There was no consequence for hurting you.
If she gets caught, she knows your dumb ass is going to take her back again. So she's going to keep doing it, period.
He's going to keep doing it. You know, I'm not saying that. Yeah.
I just take what the defense gives me.